But there's nothing I can do to push him away. He still loves me.
Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Is the one and the reason for the season. And the angel told Mary, he said, fear not. God has found favor with you. Fear not. Be not afraid. The angel spoke parenthetically to Mary. Isn't it amazing that whenever angels are around, the angels would always say, fear not, don't lose your cool. I'm here to tell you something that God has for you. Can I share something with you? Maybe I've shared it before. Not long ago, my mother was in the hospital, and she was in a dire state. Her oxygen level was at an 8. She was in ICU, and all of the doctors and nurses were working on her, and me and my sister were worried, and there was this one nurse that said, don't worry, I got this. He said, when they get through doing what they're doing, he said, I know what to do. And they worked on mom, and then they said, we're going to get her out, and we're going to put her into a room. And then this one nurse said, yeah, I told him a story. He said, I got it, and in her insulin, she put something in there, and he said, she'll be all right, go and wait for her. And I shared, I think I had told the church, that when I rushed back to the hospital to see my mom the next day, even that day, mom was up talking. But when I got back the next day, I wanted to thank the nurse for what he had done, and they said, there is no black nurse that works in ICU. I said, well, the black doctor. We don't have a black doctor that work in ICU. And I said, well, me and my sister talked to him because he told us to wait and my mother would be all right. And I said, my mother as well. They said, we don't know who you talk to, but we don't have anybody like that. Amen. My brothers and sisters, angels have always been around us and we don't even know them. Sometimes they may come to you and say, I'm hungry. They may even walk in our kitchen and look like a stranger. And we look at them just like they don't belong. And sometimes the Lord will send angels just to see how we would respond to him. Yes. And when you learn that there is something bigger and better and greater than us. Amen. That God is trying to get us to acknowledge.
Yes.
Then we get the concept that we can truly see what God is up to. I talked to a brother the other day and he was talking about water, and I told him something about the Holy Spirit talking to him, because when you see water being poured upon you, he knows who I'm talking to. That's the Holy Spirit indwelling that will never leave you. And so what I love about it is that God is sending the angels and the Holy Spirit to speak to us in these days and time. Let me get back to point. Scripture tells us, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Or in the original Hebrew, Yeshua, which is Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. I have often asked the question, how did Isaiah know about Jesus hundreds of years before his birth? Is the past the future the past? You'll catch that. Because how can any man know the future in the present and yet be accurate with everything about it? God, who is a sovereign God that is knowing all things, has authority all things, can delegate his authority and power to whomever he chooses and give visions and wonders and dreams to whomever he chooses. And we are unusual creatures. Stay away from them folks. You stay away from your blessing. Because sometimes we have a word that encourages you and help you. And the enemy doesn't want you to be encouraged during the Christmas season because he wants you to have depression and all that other stuff. But when you have joy,
yes, Lord,
it messes him up.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, this divine revelation will disclose, disclosing his will, his truth about the universe to man. That's what Isaiah was doing. He had a divine revelation that God has given. And God doesn't give this to every man. He selects whom he chooses. He favors who he chooses. Mary was favored, and some of us are favored to do the things that we do. And the world don't understand us because we are unusual. Mary was unusual, and she was favored. God favors who he chooses, and people will look at them like they're odd, unusual, and strange. Yeah, we are. Because God has made it that way. Because we have something to declare to the world concerning our Lord, our God, and our King. My brothers, this was God preparing the way for his son to come into the world. And God chose Isaiah as his prophet to communicate messages that transcend time, unveiling events that would foretold centuries later. We tell things that baffle folks because it comes to pass. And sometimes it shakes us as well. My brothers and sisters, God has chosen Isaiah to be that communicator. And God chose Isaiah to share his purpose for the world. Antioch, God's plan for salvation was set long before its fulfillment. And that's the scripture serve as a testament of his sovereignty and faithfulness. And this was God's giving the world a love gift. Isaiah also said in 7:14, it states, therefore, whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is therefore. Whenever you see the word therefore, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. The son would be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, perfect and sinless. This son would be called God, manifested in flesh. God, who created everything, gave and delegated all authority to his son in every aspect, where he said all power now is in his hand. And what I thought about something, I thought about this was Mary's firstborn, and you do know that the firstborn son has inheritance right. And so when the Lord was born, he had inheritance right. The right by the Father to bestow whatever supernatural gifts that he had to fall upon him, but the supernatural gift to perform miracles and wonders as well, because he is God manifested in flesh. He is the infinite that became finite, the invisible that became visible. He is Lord God Almighty and King. My brothers and sisters, this divine reality transforms our understanding of this love gift of joy, for it is not merely an emotional response, but a profound assurance that God remains with us through every situation. You know, when you're going through your stuff, your trials, your legal battles, and you go through your stuff, your sickness, and all of the things that happen, God says, I'm with you. But you have to give it over to him, because the more we hold on to it, God can't handle it. He can, but he's not going to override your free will. And the more you try to handle it, the more he steps back and said, okay, then you be God. And we can't handle some of our situation. But there's a conjunction when we turn it over to him, he handles our situation. God opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. He can heal diseases. He can give sight to the blind. He did it all, and all we have to do is let God be God and get out of his way. And I have learned that. And whenever there's a complication, whenever there's an issue and situation, God says, don't handle it. Let me handle it. And I pray and I cry and I cry and I pray, and the Lord said, I've got this. For this was the joy of God's greatest gift. The historical text in Luke 2nd chapter 8 through 11 says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And scripture states, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Two times we see the word fear not. When the angel was speaking to Mary, and now with the shepherds. The when is when man sees things they cannot understand. But fear can be out of reverence and obedience, because God is holy. An angel said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.